This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Joint investigation by the New York Times and ProPublica of so-called deregulation teams, ordered by President Trump, found the teams include former employees of industry finance organizations that oppose environmental regulations, lawyers who've represented companies in cases against federal regulators, and staff members of so-called political dark money groups. Some are reviewing rules that their previous employers sought to weaken or kill, and at least two may be positioned to personally profit if certain regulations are undone. And all the two news organizations have identified 112 current and former team members, including 41 with potential conflicts. Under the newly announced medical standard, the number of adults with high blood pressure or hypertension will rise to 103 million from 72 million under the previous standard. But the number of people who are new candidates for drug treatment will rise only by an estimated 4.2 million people. To reach the goals, others may have to take more drugs or increase the dosages. A report released by the consumer financial services company Bankrate.com found that 52% of U.S. workers didn't receive a salary increase in the past 12 months. Older workers are even less likely to get a raise. 64% of those ages 53 and older didn't get a wage hike, according to the company. By 2026, the home health aid industry will add 425,600 positions, an increase of 46.7%, the government estimates. The occupation's median annual wage today is $22,600. The number of personal care aides who handle mostly domestic tasks, meanwhile, is expected to climb by 754,000 jobs, or 37.6%. They typically make about $21,000 per year. More than 76% of American companies that file for bankruptcy do so in a different state from where they're based. Wagner's Law, named after the 19th century German economist Adolf Wagner, states that government spending as a share of the economy increases as nations get richer and their citizens demand more and better public services. Of the 12.7 million Australians that took part in a historic survey on same-sex marriage, 61.6% voted in favor and 38.4% voted no. 79.5% of voting age Australians took part. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.